Now find island-inspired, limited-time flavors at Whole Foods Market for the Explore the Tropics sales event. Enjoy pre-marinated mains like mango coconut salmon and pineapple teriyaki chicken and pair them with seasoned, ready-to-heat beans from a dozen cousins. Need dinner and a snap? Grab zesty lime shrimp salad, mango turkey burgers, and more from prepared foods. And of course, there's the mango yuzu chantilly cake. Explore the tropics and save at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
Did you know that right now there is a nationwide funding crisis that prevents schools and teachers from getting the resources they need? That's where you and Donors Choose come in. Since 2000, Donors Choose has been the most trusted nonprofit teachers turn to for the supplies and experiences their students need to succeed. Join us to empower teachers and inspire students. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We're joined by Claire Keane, who's an associate research professor at the ESRI and co-author of a new report on paternity leave. Claire, what are the main findings that you have in the report?
Good evening, Matt. So we looked at the usage of the two main types of leave available for fathers, funded leave. That's paternity leave, which is 2 weeks in the first 6 months of the child's life. And then the more recently introduced parents' benefit. That's available to both parents, but mothers and fathers can now claim 9 weeks of that leave. And what we found was that when we looked at paternity leave, only around 50% of fathers are actually taking up their paternity leave entitlement. And then it gets even worse if we look at the parents' leave, so the extended leave in the first 2 years of a child's life. There's a lower proportion taking that up as well, much lower than than mothers.
And what's the explanation for that?
I suppose this is not uncommon. We see this in many countries, but Ireland is at the lower end of the scale in the take-up rates. And I think really what we're finding is one of the key drivers here will be the fact that this is a flat rate benefit that you get. So it's paid at €289 a week, and your employer may top it up or they may not. So there's big discrepancies there. For some, fathers will be fully topped up to their salary and some will receive no top-up at all. So on average, that 289 represents around a third of the average kind of salary that we analysed. So that would be quite a drop in income for the weeks when you are using this leave.
And what can be a very expensive time, particularly if it's the first baby, you have to get new buggies, there's no clothes and everything to be bought. What parents can afford to be down in income at the same time?
I know, definitely. Children don't come cheap. And I suppose, you know, we were kind of thinking through the policy implications of this. Only this week, we introduced a pay-related unemployment benefit. So now, if you lose your job, rather than going on to a flat-rate job seeker's benefit, instead, you'll be getting a proportion of your salary in the first few months of unemployment. And we are a real outlier in Europe, one of the very few countries that has a flat-rate benefit that doesn't actually pay. In some countries, you get 100% of your salary while you're on paternity or parents' leave.
You mentioned some businesses that actually pay a top-up. Do a significant number do that? In what circumstances? Does the state, if it's the employer, do it?
Yeah, so again, this is a distinction between the two types of leave. For paternity leave, as is the case for maternity leave, the public sector is, you're fully topped up. So you get the gap between your paternity benefit and your salary. You get 100% top up. And this really is a kind of quite large discrepancy. You don't get any top up in the public sector if you take parents leave. So while it's good that parents leave was introduced, it was introduced in 2019 to give parents more time with their young children. The state itself, often a leader in these areas, is not topping up people at all. And then if we look at an IBEX study in the private sector, we see that in the private sector, around half of fathers get topped up for paternity leave. But again, a much lower, a much lower proportion get topped up for parents' leave. So I think really the financial considerations are really impacting upon people's decision to use this leave.
Another listener here is texting in to say, when I took the leave for my children, they took the money back from my tax credits. Your tax goes up the year after.
That can be the way. Yeah, it depends on how it works, because technically maternity and paternity benefit are taxable. So that's what's happened there, is that they should have been paying tax at the time on those payments. And what they do instead is that when you get back to work, they take the tax of paternity benefit later on. So that's what's happened there.
Okay, Frances Byrne is director with Early Childhood Ireland. What do you make of these ESRI findings?
Good evening, Matt, and good evening, Claire. Actually, it's not really a surprise, is it, on one level, because I think there's lots of evidence from our own lives, from our communities, from our workplaces, that this is exactly what happens. But it's so welcome to have this data, to have an excellent report, explaining why, offering a great analysis of the data. And to be very frank, Early Childhood Ireland's position is that it really puts it up to a new government and hopefully a newly formed Oireachtas Committee on Children soon to look at this and to look at what an outlier Ireland is. From Early Childhood Ireland's perspective, we're looking at it through the lens of what's good for babies. And what's good for babies is that one or other of their parent in a two-parent situation should be fully funded to be at home for the first year of that child's life. And that is what happens in other countries that we often point to. And we really need Ireland to move a bit faster in that direction. So the research report will certainly be getting used by Early Childhood Ireland, and I'm sure others, which has been published today by the Human Rights Commission and the ESRI. It's excellent.
Okay, is there any evidence to suggest that it's better for babies to have both parents around in the early stages, whether they notice or not if both are around? Is it better for relationships as well between partners if both are around at the time of the introduction of a new baby to the family?
Well, the report refers to some very interesting evidence about maternal health and indeed child mortality. In a broader sense, so what Early Childhood Ireland knows is that there's overwhelming evidence that forming attachments, having good brain development is one of the critical factors that contributes to that for babies is having constant care, whether that be from one or two people. But obviously, in the fullness of time as a society, for children who are older and may not have the memories of their first year, they certainly will see with child number two or child number three, or they will see generally in society that dads are participating more. We know that happens in other countries, albeit there are feminist organisations in Denmark and Sweden who will slightly roll their eyes when it comes to what actually happens in homes. It's certainly very important that society is saying that the presence of dads is really important. More and more dads are taking it up, but the research is showing us that it's not high enough and certainly lower than mothers. And look, as you were saying in the earlier conversation, these decisions around who takes time off and when they take it become economic decisions, completely understandably. But from Early Childhood Ireland's perspective, we would be saying they should never be economic decisions. Families should be supported so that they're always making decisions in the best interest of their baby.
Well, we're getting lots of people texting and saying it's an issue of paying the mortgage and they can't afford to take the hit to their finances if they're not getting a top up from their employer. And then a final one, I want to go back to you, Claire Keane, on another list. Says, my husband took parental leave last year at the flat rate, no top up. Regretted it, not because of the money issue, but felt he was judged differently at work for taking it from senior management, even though they had granted it. Is that a case? Are many men feeling that they get judged harshly in work if they take their legal entitlements?
Yeah, and this is very common, not just in Ireland, but in other countries, where men feel that they are sort of discriminated against. And even if the data doesn't show that they are, they feel that it's going to affect their career negatively. So they don't want to take this time out, to spend with their child. And I guess it becomes sort of self-fulfilling if more and more men don't do it and don't take part, then it continues on. So we probably will see over time that this improves a bit. We do find some evidence that, for example, men in smaller companies or in certain male-dominated sectors are less likely to take paternity and parents' leave. I guess there might be issues of replacements for people, or there might be kind of stigma attached in taking the leave. So I think we have to move towards, for example, I was in Sweden there a few years ago and it was just totally normal that men would take months off. And it's really important that there's that balance between men and women taking time off, because it does help prevent discrimination in the workplace against women of childbearing age if fathers are just as likely to take time out as well. So I think we will get there. I just think that these things do take time.
Claire Keane of the ESRI, Frances Byrne from Early Childhood Ireland. Thank you.
The Last Word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Public schools across the country are facing a funding crisis, and classrooms are going without the essentials like pencils and books. But with the help of Donors Choose, people like you connect directly with teachers so students get what they need to succeed. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org today.